sleeping room, and a madman saw me. Thought for sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to call and spy. Coins are made in people's part. We're looking for a woman to court and spy. City of the fallen,
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from pianist Herbie Hancock, an album which exceptionally won the 2008 Grammy Award for Album of the Year, River, the Joni Letters, an album featuring the writing of Joni Mitchell. We heard Court and Spark, Nora Jones doing the work on vocals, Wayne Shorter on the sax, Dave Holland on bass, and Vinnie Colaiuta on drums. Some big band music before that, out in 2008, from Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. Off the album Act Your Age, we heard El Macho Muchacho. And the set started with music out of the LA jazz scene. The young star drummer and composer Marcello Corelli, his composition, Noodles and Potatoes, off of the album First Impressions, coming out on Cellar Music Records, with tenor player Bob Mintzer, pianist Russell Ferrant, and bassist Mike Garola.
seems to me you love to see me cry. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. You don't, and I'm left all alone, singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun being mean to me. You shouldn't, 'cause can't you see what you mean to me? Mean to me, why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me cry. Singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun being mean to me. You shouldn't, 'cause can't you?
This is Burtno. In the center of Oakland, California, is Lake Merritt. People row in it, picnic, and jog around it, and it's a place of respite within the city. And the lake, like Oakland, has always been a refuge of sorts, says journalist Pendarvis Harshaw.
Oakland's diversity is historically a product of people escaping conflict and seeking a safe haven. There's a parallel between the people who flock to Oakland and the birds that have made it their home. All colors, shapes, and sizes.
Water birds, like ducks, geese, egrets, pelicans, cormorants, and coots, to name a few. Many people don't know that this urban lake was also the first wildlife refuge in North America since 1870.
Lake Merritt was kind of an early instance of this idea that nature, if we want it to, can be where we are, and we can find it in the cities that we live in.
That's Alex Harris. He wrote and beautifully illustrated the field guide, Birds of Lake Merritt. The book describes the birds found around the waters of Lake Merritt, its history since the Ohlone peoples have populated it, all the way till today. People in Oakland have a special bond to the lake's birds. And one of Lake Merritt's most beloved birds is the black-crowned night heron, the official bird of Oakland since 2019. That's thanks to curious Oakland third graders who wrote a petition to the city.
One of the kids described the bird as being funky and cool, just like Oakland, which I think brilliantly